This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Today, we're looking at this super popular app, TikTok. It took just 1 year for ByteDance to relaunch its app Musical.ly as TikTok, and the company is now valued at $75 billion. But more importantly, putting the value aside, the influence of the app is growing at a rapid pace, especially in China's political landscape. This is because families of missing Uyghurs are now using TikTok videos to expose China's detention of the community.
Yeah, so the Uyghurs are sharing messages or posts on TikTok showing their family members and loved ones who have gone missing. And The Guardian reports this is their latest attempt to raise awareness about the 1 million Uyghurs who have been detained in camps across China's Xinjiang region. So the posts usually have a rather eerie background music. They show images like photos and videos of those who went missing. Many of those posting the videos can be seen crying next to the images of their loved ones. So similar to hashtags, the app groups together all the videos that use the same music clip under one stream of feed. So with that, users are able to view multiple videos posted by Uyghurs about their missing loved ones all together continuously, and it shows the scale of the issue in the region. So it has grown into a full-blown campaign to speak up silently or subtly against oppression without really condemning the government.
Hmm. A senior lecturer in modern Chinese history at the University of Sydney, David Brophy, was also quoted in the report saying the videos could indicate a slight relaxing of security measures in Xinjiang. Having said that, the people could still pay a heavy price for this.
Yeah, indeed. He says they are taking a huge risk in doing this. But somehow the fact that it's trending and spreading like wildfire, it's raising the confidence among those in the ethnic minority communities to go public and highlight the situation to the world. So experts also see this could become a turning point in the willingness of those in Xinjiang to rise up together without creating tensions or physical protests. So recently, ByteDance came under pressure from the Chinese state regulators as well, which led them to pledge they will hire 10,000 moderators to identify and block anti-government content. So it remains to be seen how the authorities will react to this slew of very subtle content. China continues to insist that the detention centers in Xinjiang are actually vocational training facilities meant to empower the community. So this is despite claims saying the camps are a tool to suppress their resistance. So they even recently took journalists on tours into the camp and released videos in a positive light, showing the inmates learning lessons and taking part in cultural activities, smiling and all that. So somehow this also raised concerns about propaganda. So it will be interesting to see how TikTok will play a part in all of this, because we are hearing the stories from the families right now.
Moving on to Bursa, Utusan Melayu Berhad is all over the news this week, and their shares are taking a tumble.
Yeah, so they fell over 27% this morning. They are facing possible delisting due to inability to settle their 140 million ringgit debt as of June. And they are also unable to find an angel investor. And reports say both Utusan Malaysia and Cosmo could cease publication as early as tomorrow. So the company is also valued at only about 7.8 million ringgit in market cap. So Utusan said it's impossible for the group to convince potential investors due to the group's huge liabilities. So today at close, the counter plunged further down, shedding more than 36% to 7 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.